You got into the safety business because you wanted to protect people. But somewhere along the way, the job started controlling your time, your schedule, your priorities, even your income potential. What if the expertise you've built over the years in the field can give you something more? More freedom, more control, more ownership of your future. I'm Sheldon Primus, the author of 7 Steps to Starting a Profitable Safety Consulting Business and the host of the Safety Consultant Podcast, with more than 350 episodes helping safety professionals become consultants and grow their career. Consulting changed my life. In fact, I'm a full-time RVer and one consulting contract paid for my home I live in today. Now, I help safety professionals build their own consulting practice through bi-weekly coaching calls, accountability, and personal guidance. But this program isn't for everyone. Start with the consultant readiness audit at sheldon.coach.
What if everything we thought we knew about safety was just interference? From the host of the Rated R Safety Show and the founder of Safety FM comes the complete Signal Transmission Trilogy, now available in one powerful edition. Safety, in my opinion, the book that started the conversation. Safety Mutation, where the boundaries of culture, systems, and belief begin to break. And now, Safety Transmission, the final piece of the Signal. For the first time, all 3 books are together in one volume. The Signal Transmission Trilogy, complete edition. This isn't just about compliance. It's about consciousness. It's about decoding the way we think, lead, and live, inside and outside the system. Whether you've been following the Signal since the beginning or you're just now tuning in, this is the version to own. Search Signal Trilogy on Amazon or visit safetyfm.com to get your copy now.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, I think you already know that, but let's talk about it anyways, because, you know, that's kind of what we do around here. Anyways, let's see. Today is Tuesday. Yeah, January the 20th of 2026. Let's see. What else? It's day 20th of the year, and we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big.
Yeah, not to be confused with Big Radio, which that's happened before. So anyways, how have you been? How's the last 24 hours or so been? Good times, doing some cool things with cool people. That's always important. Or was yesterday a holiday for you and you were able to sit back and not do much of anything else? I mean, whatever you want to do, of course. Don't take that the wrong way as I say that. So a lot of stuff going on inside of the multiverse, that is for sure. Our show here consists of safety in the news, news and safety. That's just kind of what we talk about. That's what we do. We bring in some professional broadcasters. They talk about what the hell's going on inside of their world, though. And then from that particular point on, boom, I come back. We talk a little bit more about this, a little bit more about that. I give you some versionality of a main story. We try to keep it very topical, talking about news, and we try to talk about safety. So it's a combination of both things. Some people say, well, it's more news than safety. And yes, you might be right with some of that, because I look at it from the standpoint like this. For you to get together with your team, you want to talk about things that are relevant of what's going on. Also, you want to talk about some of the stuff that is going on in real time out there in the world. If you don't, you're probably going to lose them. I'm just going to say that because that's the way that it goes. So, if you want to interact with the show, it's a simple process of doing so. All you have to do is go to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. Once you get there, audio, video, text messaging. That's audio, video, text messaging. That will get you through the whole gamut of stuff. No doubt about that as we are talking. So that's all you have to do. You go there, take over, and move forward. Seriously, not a joke as we are talking. So, with that being said, if you're good, I'm good. I have my friends from Feature Story News ready to go, wanting to talk to you about some of the stuff that is going on inside of the world of the multiverse. So, I got that rolling. I got it going for you. So, if you're good to go, I'm good to go. And we'll get it all starting with this party right now here on Safety FM and Radio Big.
Here is the news on the Raising Our Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in the UK, I'm John Beaver. Donald Trump's called the UK's plans to hand over the Chagos Islands as an act of great stupidity and total weakness. The US president had previously endorsed the deal to cede the Indian Ocean Islands to Mauritius, with a long-term lease for a military base there used by the US and UK. But now President Trump says the agreement contributes to his wish to take ownership of Greenland. Rescue teams in the Pakistani city of Karachi say 80 people are still unaccounted for days after a huge fire engulfed a shopping complex. The death toll now stands at 26. From the scene, Hira Mustafa reports.
They're clearing the debris to locate the survivors. They're using mobile phone trackers and thermal imaging to locate for the people trapped inside the building. We could also see the plumes of smoke rising from the building. This all started on Saturday evening. And according to the initial reports, because of the electric circuit, the fire broke out in the shopping complex.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has fired a senior official tasked with economic policy ahead of a key party congress. The reclusive state has long struggled with its economy and food shortages, as Laura Westbrook reports.
North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un inspected an industrial machinery complex this week, but is unhappy with delays in the project, according to state media. He fired Vice Premier of the Cabinet Yang Sung-ho, said state media, for his irresponsibility and passiveness in carrying out the modernization project. North Korea has long prioritized its military and banned nuclear weapons programs. The UN Special Envoy for North Korean Human Rights says food insecurity is widespread and exacerbated by government policies. Analysts say the North Korean leader is using public accountability as a shock tactic to warn party officials as the country gears up for its first congress of its ruling party in 5 years, expected in the coming weeks.
Brooklyn Beckham says he doesn't want to reconcile with his family. In a series of posts on Instagram, the 26-year-old said he was standing up for himself for the first time in his life. The eldest son of David and Victoria Beckham prompted months of online and tabloid rumours by not attending social events with his family and apparently blocking them on social media. He's accused his parents of trying to ruin his marriage, humiliating him and causing him crippling anxiety. Psychotherapist Lucy Beresford's been reading his statement.
It is brutal. Some of what he's saying has been rumoured before. I mean, in terms of how controlling the parents might be and the social media life they live. You know, there's quite a lot of control that goes into living a life like that.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Over the next couple of days, we're going to hear the perspective of former Trump official Robert Wilkie. He worked on the US president's transition team last year, and before that served as Secretary of Veterans Affairs in the first Trump administration. So not someone, on the face of it, who usually takes issue with many of the president's policies. But for him, America's threats to Greenland are a turning point.
Look, we've been tied to Europe, particularly since the end of World War II. What the president and his, particularly his advisors, have been saying really have no basis in American law, in the sense that we are as equally responsible for the defense of Greenland as is Denmark, as is the United Kingdom, as is NATO. When my father's older brother was an Air Force colonel, he commanded one of the bases on Greenland. In Eisenhower's administration, we had 17 bases. We could build as many as we want. And the notion that somebody from Russia is going to put his foot on Greenland without evoking a response from the North Atlantic community is not only against the treaty's obligations, but it's farcical.
Tomorrow, more from Mr. Wilkie and why he thinks the president's desire to acquire Greenland would represent a massive win for Russian President Vladimir Putin as he seeks to carve Ukraine and possibly other parts of his own backyard up to Moscow's advantage. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Donald Trump's called the UK plans to hand over the Chagos Islands to Mauritius an act of great stupidity and total weakness. The US president had previously endorsed the deal. Rescue teams in the Pakistani city of Karachi say 80 people are still unaccounted for, days after a huge fire engulfed a shopping complex. And North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has fired a senior official tasked with economic policy ahead of a key party congress. That's the latest feature story news. John Beaver reporting.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
You ever hit the wall, burnout, stress, or just feeling that everything is piling up and thought, yeah, I probably need to talk to someone? The problem is finding the therapist who actually takes your insurance feels impossible at times. That's where Rula comes in. Rula is a healthcare company that makes mental health care easy to access and actually affordable. They partner with over 100 insurance plans, so the average copay is about $15 a session, sometimes even less. With Rula, you get matched with the right therapist for you, not just whoever's available. Their network has over 15,000 licensed professionals, and you can book an appointment as soon as tomorrow. No wait list, no frustrations, just therapy that works with your schedule and your insurance. Thousands of people are already using Rula to get affordable, high-quality therapy that actually covered by insurance. Visit Rula.com/safetyfm to get started. After you sign up, you'll be asked how you heard about them. Please support our show and let them know that we sent you there. That's RULA.com/safetyfm. You deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget. Go to RULA.com/safetyfm right now to get started. That's RULA.com/safetyfm, because you deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget.
What if everything we thought we knew about safety was just interference? From the host of the Rated R Safety Show and the founder of Safety FM comes the complete Signal Transmission Trilogy, now available in one powerful edition. Safety, in my opinion, the book that started the conversation. Safety Mutation, where the boundaries of culture, systems, and belief begin to break. And now, Safety Transmission, the final piece of the Signal. For the first time, all three books are together in one volume. The Signal Transmission Trilogy, Complete Edition. This isn't just about compliance. It's about consciousness. It's about decoding the way we think, lead, and live inside and outside the system. Whether you've been following the signal since the beginning or you're just now tuning in, this is the version to own. Search Signal Trilogy on Amazon or visit safetyfm.com to get your copy now.
Ever catch yourself thinking, I could do this on my own? If you're a safety officer with real-world skills, you don't have to wait for permission to build your freedom. On Saturday, January 31st, I'm hosting Safety Consultant 101, a free live workshop. In 2 hours, I'll help you package your expertise into a service clients will pay for and set pricing boundaries so you don't get stuck doing free advice forever. Register now at safetyconsultant101.com. Let's build your freedom.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Yeah, we know you survived Monday, but don't get cocky. It's only Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, there you go. It is only Tuesday, but it's okay. We're going to be perfectly fine when it's all said and done, so don't worry about any of that. Anyways, 15 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Tuesday, as already discussed, as we are going through the whole gamut of things. So there you go, there you go. Okay, so what do you want to talk about? That's always such a good question for a news show to start off with. So what do you want to talk about? You know, because that's kind of where you want to go. Okay, so let's start talking right away. Let's get into some serious stuff right away. So let's see. President Trump exchanged texts with Norway's prime minister after Trump threatened sweeping tariffs on the several European countries unless the U.S. gets complete and total control of Greenland. Stoller, joined by Finland president, urged Trump to de-escalate and suggested a call. Trump fired back bluntly, saying no longer felt obligated to think purely of peace after being denied the Nobel Peace Prize, which had just gone to Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado. He argued that he stopped 8 wars, claimed that Denmark can't defend Greenland from Russia or China, questioned Denmark's ownership of the island, and said global security requires U.S. control of Greenland, adding that NATO owes America for all he has done. Yeah, this is not made up. This is exactly what's going on. So let's talk about that. Also, in some red parody baseball caps mocking President Trump's MAGA hats have become a protest uniform in Denmark and Greenland. The hats have read "Make America Go Away," a way to exploit the popularity of the backlash of President's threats to seize Greenland. The cap showed up at a protest in Copenhagen despite freezing weather, along with Danish and Greenlandic flags. flags and signs reading "No means no, make America smart again." European governments are lining up behind Denmark, warning that the threats against Greenland mess with Arctic security. Protesters are skipping the diplomatic language. The hats were created by a Copenhagen vintage shop owner who said Trump's Greenland push stopped feeling like a joke and started feeling like a real deal. The demand went from zero to sold out in one weekend. So what do you think here? A lot of stuff going on right there as we are talking. What else? Let's just continue down this path real quick. We'll keep it with the president for the moment. President Trump is planning a new global power club called Board of Peace. And according to Bloomberg, there is a fast lane to permanent membership. $1 billion. Yep, $1 billion. A draft charter says the countries that pony up that cash within the first year get permanent seat. Everyone else gets three-year term, basically Costco sample version of peace. President Trump said that it'll be the inaugural, that he will be the inaugural chairman, decides who gets in, control the money earmarked to help rebuild Gaza, and even kick members out unless two-thirds of the board vetoes him. So yes, it's peace with an executive producer. Trump has already invited Argentina's president and Canada's prime minister. The Kremlin says the president Vladimir Putin was also invited in reviewing the nuances, which is diplomatic speak for reading the fine print and with a magnifying glass. This comes as Putin still refuses to withdraw troops from Ukraine, where the UN says hundreds of thousands have died, including more than 50,000 civilians. Trump formally announced the Board of Peace on Truth Social last week, calling it the greatest of the most prestigious boards ever assembled, which is very on brand. He also said the board will also support new Palestine technocratic government overseas during a transition period for Gaza. I don't know what to say. I really just don't.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying. He is trying to be entertaining. Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, let's just continue down the path because we're already there. Elon Musk just dropped $10 million into Kentucky Senate race to help the pro-Trump businessman Nate Morris as a longtime Senator Mitch McConnell prepares to retire. The money went from a Flight for Kentucky super PAC, according to Axios, giving Morris a serious financial boost in a crowded Republican primary. Morris is up again, Congressman Andy Barr and former Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron for the GOP nomination. He's pitching himself as a McConnell option or anti-McConnell option, arguing that the other two would be more of the same after McConnell four decades at the Senate. So there you go. We'll do one more political story before we get into something else. President Trump refused to rule out using the U.S. military to seize Greenland, telling NBC News no comment when asked directly. He's pressuring Europe to negotiate what he calls America's acquisition of the Danish territory, framing it as the national security issue and threatening 10% tariffs on Denmark, Norway, and several other European countries starting February the 1st if they don't play ball. Okay. So playing ball and then doing what somebody else wants you to do is two different things. At least in my book, they are. I don't know how you look at that. Something to talk about for sure as we are kind of hanging out doing our thingo here. So what do you think about this whole thing? Does this make sense to you? Or are you kind of going, I don't know. It's just all over the place, because it kind of feels all over the place as we are talking. At least it seems that way. But what do I know? I mean, I'm just a guy sitting here with the microphone and just talking away, going through all the important stuff as we are going through. So here you go. Some stuff going on. For sure. Okay, what else do we have going on inside of the world? So the average American daily energy slump happens, are you ready for this? Around 14:06, that's 2:06 in the afternoon for you people that are anti-military time. Americans are tired, and it's showing. A new survey of 2,000 people found that energy levels hit the rock bottom around 2:06, confirming that the dreaded post-lunch crash. Most say they need twice their current energy just to keep up with daily life. Low energy isn't just annoying, it's costly. 74% believe that they've earned more with higher energy, and 71% said that they'd be happier. Nearly half say that they energy has declined with age. When fatigue hits, exercise is the first thing to go. About 44% say they don't work out as much as they want, following by socializing, outdoor time, home cooking. Many also feel guilty about neglecting fitness, self-care, and time with loved ones. Here's the kicker. When asked about what they do with unlimited energy, the top answer wasn't work. It was spending more time with family and friends. So is that kind of a versionality that says that friends and family are draining? I'm just asking the question because I just want to have a better understanding of that, because it kind of seems kind of a weird one when it's all said and done. So I don't know. You tell me what you think when it's all going on real quick. Oh, thanks for letting me know. I guess I did not know this. Thanks for sharing the information, shooting it over on callinradio.com. Today's National Disc Jockey Day. So here's the breakdown that they gave me. The day recognizes the DJ playing the music and spinning the records. The first disc jockey was an experiment on the airways back in 1909. 16-year-old Ray Newby was a student under supervision of Charles Dr. Harold in Harold College of Engineering and Wireless. He played the first record over the airways before the word disc jockey even existed. What started as an experiment with the Garden City Bank building, where the college was located in San Fernando, California, was soon being replicated by radio broadcasting across the country. So there you go. Thank you for sending that in. So now I know, because I did not know this. So there you go. Okay, so let's talk about some odd stories going on real quick, but we're going to start off right here with
some of this information.
A routine UPS delivery at Santa Ana turned into a heroic when a driver, Willie Esquivel, helped rescue a 101-year-old woman who her condo was filled with smoke. Neighbors spotted heavy smoke, tried to knock down flames with a fire extinguisher and a garden hose, and struggled to get the disoriented resident and Edwards to leave. Esquivel flagged them down, saw the smoke, went inside the burning unit, and lifted Edwards and carried her to her safety, calming her until firefighters arrived. The fire had spread into the attic, but quickly was extinguished. Edwards was taken to the hospital and expected to recover. Her family and fire officials praised the teamwork and quick thinking. Esquivel brushed off the hero label, saying that he simply did what was right. Right place, right time, right call. So there you go. There you go. What do you think there? What an interesting one, right? Some stuff to talk about as we are going through the whole sistema, for sure. No doubt about that.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so take a listen to this real quick. A rogue male elephant has terrorized a village in eastern India, killing at least 22 people over roughly 9 days, including 4 children. The animal is believed to be in the Mush, a period of heightened aggression, and has been roaming west of the district of where it was located, attacking anyone in its path, mostly at night. Terrified residents have abandoned their homes, sleeping on rooftops and the trees, as authorities deploy more than 100 force officers to track and tranquilize the elephant. Officials say that the scale of violence is unprecedented and unlikely tied to longstanding human-elephant conflict, shrinking forests, and the disrupted migration corridors. The priority now is to locate the animal and safely return it to the wild before more lives are lost. So that's for sure in regards to some stuff that is going on. So there you go. So, I would definitely say that I am definitely interested in seeing some more of what exactly occurs with that story, because they're saying that they want to safely return it, which I think is very important. Don't get me wrong. But will this be kind of what happens long term with everything else going on? That is going to be the kicker of kickers as we are talking. I mean, what do you think? I don't know. I always go, it's interesting on how these things work out, because you never know exactly what is going to happen. But if you knew what was going to happen, then you would have to be some level of an expert when it's all said and done.
You are listening to a radio god. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a radio god. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Rated R Safety Show, that is for sure. Okay, so take a listen to this. Dramatic body cam video shows Cambridge police racing against the clock to save a man who fell onto the red line tracks as the train was just 1 minute away. After being alerted by MBTA staff, officers sprinted to the end of the platform, spotted the man on the track, and made the split-second call to jump down, pull him up. Working together, they hoisted the injured mourning back man onto the platform seconds before the train arrived. Police called the medical emergency and have said that now the man ended up on the, on how the man ended up on the tracks, but the quick response likely saved their lives. So there you go. I don't know. It's kind of a crazy time. So that, was there no way to be able to stop it? I'm just asking because I'm trying to figure it out. It's one of those weird things that you look at it and go, hold on. So they fell on there. And then now we didn't know what to do. It's kind of a weird one. Don't get me wrong as I'm talking about it. So there you go. Some stuff to think about as we are going into it. So it is Tuesday, right? Because I think we need to talk about the stuff that we would normally talk about for your tip on Tuesday from YouTube. So take a listen.
Overtraining kills your testosterone. If you overtrain and don't let your body recover, not only are your hormones going to be messed up, but you will not achieve the gains and the improvements that you could. And you're going to find your energy is going to go down, 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 down. And so many other issues can occur, especially with inflammation.
Okay, so there you go. Your testosterone is going to be blasted. And there you go. Apparently, you know, don't overtrain. That is what it sounds like to me when we are talking here. I mean, what else would you say? So there you go. Okay, so where are we going today? Apparently, we're getting into the world of the weird when it's all said and done. The bathrooms are getting a glow-up. Yeah, and green is the color leading the change. Designers say that muted green like sage olive are surging in popularity because they bring back the spa-like calm and natural warmth to often be overlooked in the space. Interior pros report that more homeowners are asking for green in bathrooms, noting that it creates a serene, quite luxury vibe paired to the brass fixtures, natural stone, and marble. The industry forecasts back it up. Also, the National Kitchen and Bath Association predicts that earthy green tones all dominate bathrooms design in 2026. Designers recommend making green the star on the wall, cabinetry, or tile, but say it also works in small doses through accessories, budget-friendly upgrades, and soft lighting, relaxing scents, and plants. And the bathroom goes from utilization to zen retreat. I mean, I don't know. Do I really need people having retreats inside of the bathroom, inside of, you know, your household there? I mean, think about that for a moment. If they're already taking a long-ass time inside of that thing, I mean, how else is that going to work going forward? Think about that for just one moment.
Tearing the ass out of you like gas station sushi.
Hey, I'm just saying, don't get mad at me. I mean, just think about it. If people are already taking a long time inside of your bathroom when they're hanging out in there, how is this going to make things go from that particular point on? I'm just saying. Okay, take a listen to this real quick because some people are going to care about this. A woman who cut the line at Knott's Berry Farm in California sparked chaos on Saturday when she punched a female security guard in the face after being denied entry to the ride. The guard immediately tackled her to the ground as stunned onlookers turned into a cheering section. Video shows that the guard bleeding from the nose while cuffing the woman. Police later arrested both the line cutter and another woman who tried to jump into the scuffle. Knott's confirmed that the arrests are reiterated with its zero tolerance policy for disruptive behavior. Line jumping has become such a problem at the park that guests can now text security to report it because apparently cutting in line is a new extreme sport. So hold on. I just want to make sure I understand. This particular place has a known issue for people cutting in line. Is that what we're saying? So then now it has become one of these weird things that you have a text number to be able to get this to work? Interesting. That's what I have to say about it. What do you think? Is line jumping a issue where you go to? I'm just asking. Of course, I live in the theme park capital of the world, so I don't know if that's an issue. I would assume that it's not, but who knows?
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about some main story time stuff, because, hey, what else would we do at this time? So, you know that during our main stories, I normally try to sit here and come up with some stuff for us to talk about in regards to what's going on. And so let me throw something out there that might feel uncomfortable for a moment, because I think that that's normally the best way for us to start with some of this stuff. Because in safety, we spend a lot of time talking about how different we are. I mean, I don't know if you've noticed that, but think about this. There's different models. There's different frameworks. There's different philosophies. There's different terminologies in regards of what people will say opposed to others, and sometimes even different camps, if you really kind of want to give it some consideration there. I mean, it's interesting just seeing some of the bullshit that you get to see on LinkedIn with people losing their shit about how they believe in one camp and not in the other. But what if I told you that most of these approaches, almost all of them, are actually trying to accomplish the same thing? Now, they just disagree on how to get there. So let's just be clear about this. I want you to think about it. At the core, what we are really trying to do is be safe. What are we really trying to do in safety? I think if you think about it for just a moment, we're trying to reduce harm, help people go home in the same condition they showed up, improve decision making, and understand why work actually gets done the way that it does. That's the destination. I mean, and I think that sometimes we forget about the journey, but we'll leave that for a different story. But that should be the destination, or at least it seems to be. Now, here's the thing that gets interesting. We built entire identities around what we try to get there. Some focus on systems, some focus on behavior, some focus on culture, some people focus on learning, some focus on rules, controls, and defenses. And instead of asking what problem is this trying to solve, we jump straight to why your way is wrong. Think about it. Think about on how those arguments start. So let's talk about a few examples. Let's go with BBS, or behavior-based approaches. The goal isn't punishment. The goal isn't blame. At best, the intent is identify risky patterns, encourage safer choices, and create awareness around actions. Now, compare that to human and organizational performance. Different language, different lens. But the goal? Understand why action makes sense at that time. Improve systems so people don't have to rely on heroics, and reduce exposure to risk. Different method, same destination. Now let's look at safety management systems, SMS. People criticize them as bureaucratic, paper heavy, too structured. But what's the intent? Consistency, clarity, defined expectations, a way to manage complexity at scale. And now compare learning teams or operational learning. Less structure, more conversation, more curiosity. But again, what's the goal? Understanding work, improving conditions, preventing future harm. Different road, same destination. Do you see how they all kind of go into the same section? Here's where safety gets in trouble. They fall in love with the method and forget about the mission. Think about it for a moment. Just think about that. We defend models instead of solving problems. We argue terminology instead of addressing risk. We pick sides when we should be picking tools. Because here's the truth that nobody likes to say out loud. No single approach works for everyone and everywhere. No model is complete on its own. No framework survives without contact with reality unchanged. And that's okay. I think that that's going to be the important part. Safety isn't supposed to be pure. It's supposed to be effective. Let me say that one more time. Safety isn't supposed to be pure. It's supposed to be effective. Sometimes the best isn't choosing one philosophy over another. Sometimes the best move is asking, what does this situation need? What does this workplace respond to? What does this operation actually struggle with? And then taking the best parts of what you already have and blending them together. Not because it's trendy, not because it's new, but because it works. Progress and safety doesn't come with winning arguments. It comes with reducing harm. It comes from learning faster, adapting sooner, letting go of ego, and realizing that people who disagree with you on how to do safety often agree with you on why safety matters. Different roads, same destination. The question isn't whose way is right. The question is, are we actually getting where we are trying to? Maybe that is the best thing that you can think about today, because it puts everything in a different dynamic in one way, shape, or form. So let's not talk about what are we doing. How about how do we get to the destination with the tools that we have readily available in front of us? Maybe that's the question we should be asking in all seriousness. Think about it.
What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open-source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
You've seen the loop. You've felt the shift. The script doesn't fit anymore, and neither do you. Safety transmission. The collapse of the construct is the third and final signal in the trilogy from J. Allen, PhD. And this time, it's not about waking up. It's about what you do once you're awake. The system didn't break. It just stopped pretending to hold you. And now it's blinking. Rebranding presence, packaging resistance, and calling it progress. This book isn't a guide. It's a transmission. It doesn't teach the system how to evolve. It shows you how to stop performing for it. You'll see what happens when awareness becomes responsibility, when audits don't listen, and when leadership becomes a loop. But if you've made it this far, you're not here to be managed. You're here to carry signal. Safety Transmission, The Collapse of the Construct. Now available in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by J. Allen, PhD. Because if it couldn't hold your signal, it was never real to begin with.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder's smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Let's start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at MobileMobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Radio.
The sound you hide away. All I want, all I see, let it be gone inside of me.
Okay, here we go. Rated R Safety Show. 45 minutes past the top of the hour. This right here, it's titled Let It Be Caught. Yep, that's the name of it. That's what I called it. That's why I know that's the name. Yep. So, yeah, we are still hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show doing our thing. Hopefully you're having a grandioso day so far. Keep in mind that hour number one of this thing, we kind of do a combo. We're simulcasting across multiple places. But we're also doing a video. So if you are on social media, you can find us there. If not, you can go to Visual Radio on our website, safetyfm.com/Visual Radio, just click the section that says Visual Radio, and you can see us, but it's only the first hour. Hour two and three are exclusive to RadioBig.fm, and we only broadcast there, but hour one is everywhere, and then we put hour one in a podcast as well, because I think I'm losing my mind. So there you go. Anyways, let's continue talking. Yeah, Let It Be Caught. You know, I can sit here all day listening to music. We already know that part.
So
no need there. Okay, so let's talk about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. We want you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says find help. Once you get there, there's going to be all kinds of information for you related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com to write love on her arms. Seriously, we'll change everything for you. Not a joke as I say that. Go there, take a look around, and tell me what you think. Because I think that that's an important aspect to the whole thing, not as a joke, but as seriousness as we are talking. Anyways, with that being said, let's continue going down the path of some of the things that are going on inside of our multiverse, because that's kind of what we do around here. No doubt about that. I mean, no, I'm not joking as I say this. I know that some people will be like, you're just kidding. Nope. I'm not. So who knows? Someday soon, the newest health trends might be standing on one leg. And why? According to a new report, although balancing on one leg gets harder with age, practicing it can strengthen your body, sharpen your memory, and even support brain health. Our balance typically peaks at our late 30s and decline it after our 50s, but making a single leg standing useful indicator overall health and well for your aging aspect as well. Poor balance is linked to muscle loss, slower reaction times, and higher risk of falls. And according to a report, studies even suggest that people who can't hold a position for 10 seconds in midlife face greater risk of early death. The good news is regular single-leg exercise can improve strength, coordination, and brain function, helping reduce these risks as we grow older. The researchers suggest that standing for 10 seconds on one leg and switching one to the other while accomplishing day-to-day activities like standing in the kitchen sink while brushing your teeth. You know, I tried the one leg thing immediately and unlocked senior mode. So there you go. So the new fitness plan is falling over in the bathroom twice a day, or is it wobbling builds of brain health? And I'd suggest I'd be a genius by now when it's all said and done. So what do you think about this? I mean, you know that there's all kinds of interesting stuff going on right there. You hear about this and then you hear about some other stuff. Also, some of the other aspects real quick are related as well. That nowadays they're suggesting doing squats for 10 minutes a day or 30 minutes a day, excuse me. Squats. I mean, I don't know. It seems like apparently a lot of the stuff is being based on leg transformation in regards to strengthening it. I will tell you, some people have told me about protocols of working on your core. Just focus on the core and how much things will change. And I've been kind of amazed at seeing that. In regards to some of the research that I've been able to take a look at with that. Anyways, let's get you into something a little bit more motivating, if I may. Let me bring in some John Smalls and let him tell you about the Motivation Minute. The
Motivation Minute. Courtesy of JaceCaseMedical.com. Today's quote was submitted by David. Dolores O'Riordan said, "I've come to the conclusion that life is for the taking and just too short to dwell on the negative." What a great quote. Life is too short. We've been to a few funerals lately and have a few more on the way. What a sad reminder that life is too short. Are you doing the things you wanted to do? Or do you fill your days with only things that you need to do? If you're never getting to the things you want to do, I encourage you to shift some things to make time to do that. Even if it's only a few hours a week to start, find some time to make your heart happy. Find ways to flex the muscles that you want to flex. Whether that's making music or painting or writing, find your own personal outlet to satisfy those cravings. I think this will make a huge difference in your life. Try it for 6 months and see for yourself. The Motivation Minute. This has been The Motivation Minute. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at motivationminute.org.
Here is the news on the Rosenbauer Safety Show.
Thank you.
European leaders push back hard against President Trump's escalating Greenland standoff and tariff threats.
European Union officials have condemned the president's warning of new tariffs on key allies as intimidation and blackmail, tying his demands over Greenland directly to broader security cooperation with the United States. Several governments are now openly questioning decades of reliance on American protection. Liam White reporting.
Rescue crews are working through the night in southern Spain after two high-speed passenger trains slammed into each other.
Officials say at least 10 people have been killed and around 100 injured in the collision, which happened on a busy route in the south of the country. Emergency services report that several carriages derailed, trapping passengers and complicating efforts to reach the worst-hit cars. Chris Anderson reporting.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement says the man was found unresponsive in his housing unit and is believed to have died by suicide.
Advocates are demanding a transparent investigation, citing long-standing concerns about medical care, mental health support, and oversight inside large private detention centers. Officials say they have notified the man's relatives and consular representatives. Lawrence Keller reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
A church service in Minnesota turned tense and emotional when immigration protesters disrupted worship.
The Justice Department says it is investigating activists who entered a church where a local Immigration and Customs Enforcement official serves as pastor and interrupted the service with chants and signs. Federal officials are examining whether any laws were broken. Kyle Norris reporting.
In Kabul, a powerful blast has ripped through a downtown hotel, turning a bustling commercial block into a scene of chaos.
Afghan officials say multiple people were killed and others wounded when an explosion hit the hotel in the heart of the capital, an area popular with business travelers and local families.
Across the country, communities marked Martin Luther King Jr. Day with parades, teach-ins, and service projects that carry a sharper edge in the current political climate.
Organizers say this year's observance has taken on a renewed urgency, with marches and volunteer events doubling as rallies around voting rights, policing, and immigration enforcement. In many cities, speakers are urging participants to reclaim the holiday as a day of action. Jessica Oakley reporting.
New Orleans police are searching for a gunman after a deadly shooting inside one of the city's best-known restaurants.
Authorities say a man was killed, and three bystanders were wounded when shots were fired in the foyer of the historic eatery, which was open for diners at the time. Investigators believe the victim was the intended target and are reviewing surveillance video while interviewing witnesses who fled in panic. Kevin Sanders reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Muted on iHeartRadio. Listen on iHeartRadio app. Radio big.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, let's go. 54 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out, so let's get into it. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 1986, the first federal holiday honoring Martin Luther King Jr. occurred back on this date in 1986, which I would imagine had to be yesterday, but let's just go from there. Also, back in 98, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducts Mamas and the Papas and the Eagles. And also in 1998, Warner Brothers TV Network begins Tuesday night programming. So there you go. Let's talk about some celebrity birthdays going on today because some people are going to want to care about that. Paul Stanley turned 74. Bill Maher turned 70. Lorenzo Lamas turned 68. James Denton, 59. John Michael Montgomery, 61. And Rainn Wilson turned 60. And Melissa Rivers turns 58 today. So there you go. But let's talk about real quick about some things that you ought to know. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $250 million jackpot. Also, here's last night's winning Powerball numbers was for $193 million, 5, 28, 34, 37, 55. Powerball was 17 and Power Play was 3. President Trump broke with the past tradition, his own included, by not issuing any statement or proclamation recognizing Martin Luther King Jr. Day yesterday. No White House event, no official acknowledgments. Instead, the president spent the day at Mar-a-Lago and was scheduled to attend a college football national championship in Miami that night. When asked whether he planned to recognize the holiday or Dr. King's legacy, the White House didn't respond. Trump only posts That morning focused on voter ID requirement and a policy opposed to civil rights groups. So there you go. Also, approximately 1,500 active duty soldiers are standing by on potential Minneapolis deployment. Multiple media outlets reported over the weekend the 11th Airborne Division troops now stationed in Fairbanks, Alaska, are poised to respond to protests in the city following the fatal shooting of Renee Good in Minneapolis on January the 7th. So there you go. Also, in some other news, the CFP National Championship game last night, Indiana beat Miami 27-21. So there you go. Also, Sean McDermott arrived in Buffalo in 2017, envisioning the day looking out to her office window and seeing a fans celebrating Super Bowl victory. That possibly ended yesterday when McDermott was fired as team owner of Terry Pequella, following a 9-year tenure in which the coach transformed the Bills into a perennial contenders, but fell short of reaching the Super Bowl. The move came 2 days after the heart-wrenching 33-30 overtime loss to the Denver Broncos in a divisional round of playoffs. So there you go. There's some stuff for you if you're interested, that is for sure. So there you go. Okay, if I could leave you with some words of wisdom for today. Adversity makes some people break and makes others break records. So which one are you? That's to be determined. Anyways, at the top of the hour, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so. If you don't want to go over there, that's perfectly fine. You can hang out here with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. Yeah, that's what's going on over here on this side of the equation. So there you go. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If I can't leave you with some advice for today, here it is. To get rid of bacon grease, put some tin foil over the sink and pour the grease in. Wait until it hardens. Once the grease hardens, then fold up the tin foil and throw it away. The grease won't won't get everywhere or clog the drain. So that's some stuff to think about. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios, as it is based on limited and dated open source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.
You got into the safety business because you wanted to protect people, but somewhere along the way, the job started controlling your time, your schedule, your priorities, even your income potential. What if the expertise you've built over the years in the field can give you something more? More freedom, more control, more ownership of your future. I'm Sheldon Primus, the author of 7 Steps to Starting a Profitable Safety Consulting Business and the host of the Safety Consultant Podcast. With more than 350 episodes helping safety professionals become consultants and grow their career. Consulting changed my life. In fact, I'm a full-time RVer and one consulting contract paid for my home I live in today. Now, I help safety professionals build their own consulting practice through bi-weekly coaching calls, accountability, and personal guidance. But this program isn't for everyone. Start with the consultant readiness audit at sheldon.coach.
What if everything we thought we knew about safety was just interference? From the host of the Rated R Safety Show and the founder of Safety FM comes the complete Signal Transmission Trilogy, now available in one powerful edition. Safety, in my opinion, the book that started the conversation. Safety Mutation, where the boundaries of culture, systems, and belief begin to break. And now, Safety Transmission, the final piece of the Signal. For the first time, all three books are together in one volume. The Signal Transmission Trilogy, complete edition. This isn't just about compliance. It's about consciousness. It's about decoding the way we think, lead, and live, inside and outside the system. Whether you've been following the Signal since the beginning or you're just now tuning in, this is the version to own. Search Signal Trilogy on Amazon or visit safetyfm.com to get your copy now.